All right. So, we're back again so soon.
Back again.
We're going to do the thing we did last year where we do a recap of last year.
Put a little noise in there.
I'll put like a bunch of different sounds. Yeah. Just like weird. Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we're real fancy now. 2024.
2024. This is season one.
We started 2021. No, 2021. 2021 was season one.
Just look
at the last number.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it makes it easy. Anyway, I'm Junior.
I'm Marquez.
Let's talk about it.
We're talking about the year.
Yeah, 2023.
Oh!
First of all,
2023.
What a lame number.
2023s?
Like, the coolest thing about it is at the end, because it was...
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Sia told us.
Yep.
Have you seen that meme going around?
Of course. Yeah. but yeah, so, you know, for me personally, it was a very dead year. In my personal life.
Mm.
But how was it for you?
2023 was a year of, change, discovery. I did a lot this year. Not in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
From January to like May, like my birthday, it was dead. There's
such
nothing.
A bland year
there's
at the
nothing
beginning.
For me to talk about. Actually, there is. My boss at work, who's like my only coworker, because it was dead. It's normally dead in the first bit of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Had a child, so he wasn't around much. And then his girlfriend almost died, so then he really wasn't around. And then they fired him. So I went through a whole bunch of different coworkers in the beginning of the year, and they all sucked. Well, a lot of them did suck.
Hey, you listening to this podcast?
A lot of them, not all of them. A lot of them, a large handful, were just garbage. So that was rough. That was hard. I was stressed. I was working every day, but I was making a lot of money because I was working every day.
True.
So that was cool. And then my birthday came up. Oh, my friend group imploded. But then, after my birthday in May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December, me and my buddy Kevin we were just getting cranked, just getting drunk almost every day. It was crazy. I went to my first club this year. I made friends that I normally wouldn't that are like really cool. Yeah, I don't know. It was a fun one. Hung out with you in a hotel.
Oh yeah, that did happen.
Yeah,
that was insane.
That was insane.
It's crazy too because you. Oh my gosh. Okay, so like you people listening, the hotel situation was hilarious because things were fine and then things got really bad. Marquez wasn't there yet.
I wasn't even there when it got bad. Yeah. I was not there.
Marquez wasn't there yet, and we get back to our hotel rooms. The girls go to their room and the guys go to our room, and then Johnny and I were talking to each other. It's just like, man, Marquez shows up. It's going to be really awkward, right? You come in, and you're like, yo, what's up, Evers? You see the tequila, you're like, is this mine? It's like, yeah, you drink half the bottle.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yo, what happened? Why is everyone so sad?
I'm out here drinking tequila.
Yeah.
On vacation. I'm vacation mode. Marquez out. Y'all all
so
sad.
So much drama happened before Marquez got there. The Marquez got there and everything was fine.
Everything was fine.
Everything was fine.
You know what that means? All you need is a little bit of Marquez in
That's
your
what
life.
You need.
That's all you need.
We went to Offworld.
Oh, we went to Offworld. Yeah, that was fun.
That was very fun.
That was fun. You dressed up as Cloud. You won.
Yeah, I won a thing.
Yeah, you won a thing because of your best costume.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, it was great. I was the only Cloud in a room full of Tifas.
There were other Clouds. They just sucked.
No. There was a Zach, and there was one guy wearing a Cloud wig.
Yes.
No one else was Cloud.
Oh.
That was it.
Oh,
it was just me.
Obviously, you put in the most work.
I was the one.
You were the guy. You were Cloud.
I were Cloud.
You were Cloud.
I were Cloud.
He were Cloud. Jeez. Offworld was fun. I made a friend from Japan. who was working with me. His name's Kai. He's a DJ. Cool guy.
It's funny that we both have a friend named Kai.
Yeah.
But, like, they could not be any more different.
Isn't your Kai a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, well, I mean, this isn't really my business, but Kai had a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for them. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Babies.
Yeah.
Sister had a baby.
That's true. And your sister's a gangster because she drove to the hospital.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a story. Okay. So my sister in September had her son. Such a wild day. I wake up and it's like 2 o'clock, like 1 o'clock. Wake up and my sister's all like, Marcus, my stomach hurts, you know, because she's pregnant. I think the baby's coming because it was due soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, are you sure? Like, because I'm tired. I don't want to do anything.
Mm.
Are you sure? Like, make sure that, like, it's actually coming or whatever. Just, like, chill out for a little bit. And then, you know, we'll see what we'll see, right? And the pain goes away. And she's like, actually, you know what? I'm fine. And then 4 o'clock rolls around. I'm sleeping again. I took a nap. And she wakes me up. And she's like, Marcus, I'm in so much pain. I think we need to go to the hospital. I'm like, okay, Michaela. This is my time. This is what I got my driver's license for. Uh-huh. I've been trading for this. Uh-huh. I'm ready. I'm like, okay, I will drive you to the hospital so then you don't have to drive yourself. And she turns to me and says, no, I'll drive myself. This woman is in labor. She's literally in labor and she's driving herself to the hospital. She's like, no, I'll drive myself. I just need you to be in the car for more emotional support. And I'm like, Michaela, are you sure? Like, I feel like that's dangerous. Like, I should probably drive. She said, no, I'll feel better driving. So we get in the car and she drives herself all the way to the hospital. We get there and she apparently she's already like 4 centimeters dilated.
Uh-huh.
And she's been driving. Absolute thug behavior. I know. Bro,
you need to make sure your nephew knows.
Once he's able to understand
his mom
once he's able to understand
is built different.
I for sure will let him know.
Yeah,
that she's built absolutely different with that dog inside of her. All right, all I'm saying is runs in the family.
It's wild, dude. Mm-hmm. You told me that, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, there's no way, man. No way.
Yeah. No. Nah.
Yeah, apparently.
Nuts. Yeah, babies. I mean, we're at that age where everybody's having babies or getting married. Actually, we're past that age. They've either been, like, married with children for a while, or they're, you know.
You know what's weird? I only know, like, 3 people that are married and have a kid. For most people that I know, it's one or the other.
Most people I know with kids are married. So cool. It's different.
You know more interest, or I don't know. Like, what does that say? Nothing. You know, I guess you know a wider variety of people. The only people I can think of, because, like, I don't really hang out with them.
Yeah.
But, like, people from my high school, I guess.
Mm. I just don't know where they're getting the money to get married or have kids.
Mm.
What are they doing?
Well, when you have a kid, you just find a way. That's what I've been told.
Just everything just works out?
Yeah, you just find a way. Like, You just find a way.
Like you just figure it out.
That's what I've been told.
You have a kid and then suddenly you get this new skill of resourcefulness.
You level up when you have a kid.
You level up to being super resourceful.
Your job class switches.
Like, resourceful beyond the point of like actual comprehension. Like, you don't even understand how this is working
out. Your instinctual hunter-gatherer vibes start kicking in. You're like, I am man. I must provide.
I am man. Just, I must provide.
Just very give old to family. Fashioned. Yes. I kill. I got food. Mm-hmm. We eat food.
I get food. We eat food. That's too funny.
Yeah, it just kicks in, man.
What else? What else happened this year?
Last year?
Stop saying that.
Why do you keep saying this year? I've already adjusted to this year. Like, 2024, I'm already ready because I did not like 2023.
In this state, when I say this year, I'm talking about the year that we're talking about, which is 2023.
This year?
In the year that we're talking about.
That year. Was there any more personal stuff before we get to the...
Oh, that's one thing. I wanted to stream more that year. But I did not.
You know what's crazy? At the end of the last stream we did of last year,
yeah,
right, where both of us were talking, you ended the stream by saying, you know, for the next year, our goal is to be more consistent. Mm. You know, both of us. We got to be more consistent. Mm. I want you to know, Tavon called me right after that, and he's like, but you're always consistent. What's Marcus talking about? You've been streaming every single week this year. Is Marcus okay? And then in my head, I'm like, I guess he was, I thought, me personally, I'm like, I guess he means like the podcast.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
But obviously.
Tavon's funny, though. Just like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Junior's been streaming all the time. I don't mean just streaming.
Yeah, I figured you meant the podcast, which, by the way, look, guys, gals, people, pals, we will do the podcast at least once a month this year. That is New Year's resolution. Don't worry. We'll get some stuff out there. If we can do two, we'll do two, and maybe the second one will just be like a movie one. People still like that. So.
Sure, if people are still down for the movie ones.
Yeah, some people are.
I haven't seen the Barbie movie. We should do a Barbie movie podcast.
Barbie? You haven't seen it at all?
Nope.
You haven't seen the movie of the year that got one barbillion dollars. Yep, barbillion dollars, yep. Ladies, gents. Mm-hmm. Yo, okay, I saw that movie in theaters.
I didn't.
Okay, can I talk about that movie?
Of course you can.
All right, so
one of the
no
biggest
joke.
Things of 2023.
The biggest events. Okay, so when I went to the theater, right, I went with a girl, and what's crazy, I wore a pink varsity jacket. The one that Mac wore in the operator video yeah. from the previous year that I just had in my office. I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't give it to Mac. I'll just use that. So I wore that and I wore like yellow glasses, okay. like yellow sunglasses. And she wore like a exercise kind of 80s style pink outfit.
Okay.
And then we went to the theater. Dude.
Nah.
Everyone was wearing pink.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Okay. Oh, my goodness gracious. The chokehold that the Barbie movie had on movie theaters and just people in general in the months of, like, July onward was insane.
It really was.
Like.
But, like the only other time I can think of where people went to a theater dressed up was, like, Avengers.
Yeah.
That's it. But, like, that was an established franchise, and that was, like, the 10th, you know, the 10th year of that franchise. This was one movie.
No one said, hey, well, we're going to go to the Barbie movie. Everyone's going to wear
everyone
pink.
Has to wear
no
pink.
One said
nah,
that.
Just
it was
universally.
Just like a universal yep. thing that everyone like tapped into. It's like, oh, we're going to go see Barbie?
Yeah.
We're in our
and
pink.
It was all age ranges, too. That's yeah. That was the craziest part. You'd see moms. You'd see like little girls. You'd see people like my age. And like it was crazy, too, because I remember one guy was standing right by the front of the theater waiting for his friends.
Yeah.
And we were walking by him, and he was like, hi, Barbie, to my friend. And she's like, huh? And then he's like, hi, Barbie. And she's like, hi, Ken. And then that was a thing that happened in the theater, bro. Like, we were walking up and people were like, hi, Barbie. Hi, Ken. Like, it was wild. It felt like the Twilight Zone, man. Like, with no one, we just agreed this is what we're all doing. And yeah. And on top of that, we were asked, oh, what kind of Barbie are you? Oh, what kind of Ken are you?
Nah, man. I remember that summer, I'd be walking downtown because I worked downtown. And I'd see people in pink, and I'd be like, they're going to the Barbie movie, or they just saw the Barbie movie. If you were wearing pink, yep. you were watching Barbie.
Yep, that's why you were...
And if I went over and asked them, guaranteed they were watching. 9 times out of 10, they were watching the Barbie movie, or yep. they were just like pink, and they were wearing pink. But on the high Barbie, high Ken thing, I remember I went to a Halloween like club or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Don't know any of these people here, just know my friends. I'm dressed as Michael Myers. I go to the washroom, right? Just go pee. And literally I said that same day to one of my friends, mm-hmm. it's a little weird. I haven't seen anybody in like a Barbie costumes like at all. It's really strange. I get there. I go into the washroom. I run into two Kens almost getting to a fist fight.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. it was like the Ken that has the fur coat.
Mm.
I don't know what
yeah, Ryan Gosling's
Ken. Yeah, Ryan Gosling's yeah, Ken, but I don't know what they call that.
The Mucho Dojo Ken. Like,
Mucho Dojo yeah, Ken.
He's Beach Ken, but he becomes like yeah, a yeah, different kind of
yeah.
Ken.
Yeah. And he's having an argument with like a sporty Ken, you know, like fit Ken with like
I love the theory and outfit.
Yeah. It was wild. And one of them like was complimenting the other, and the other one heard it wrong, and they were gonna get into a fight. Like, no, I'm the best Ken. Like, you're not Ken. I'm Ken.
Wow.
Blah blah blah. I'm wow. like, hey guys, I get to the washroom. I finish peeing. I dry my head. I'm like, guys,
We're all Ken. He has need to stop, and they stopped fighting. And then as I'm leaving that same place, I see Sporty Barbie, who was the girlfriend of Sporty Ken.
Uh-huh.
And she's talking to me like, yeah, you know, just came here with my boyfriend. I'm like, oh, cool. That's awesome. And then she's like leaving. And I go, bye, Barbie. And she goes, bye, Ken. And I almost freaked out. I haven't had that happen in the wild.
Yep. The funniest part of that is that the two Kens were fighting. Did they see the movie? Because that happens. About which one's the better Ken. Like, that's so funny.
I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, if you did, you could have dropped the bomb there and just been like, guys, I think we're all just Ken-uff. Because it makes sense if you watch the movie.
Well, I haven't, but...
But yeah, no, just wow. Wow.
Yeah.
A whole fist fight in Ken uniform.
Bro, the Barbie movie had a chokehold.
Really did.
On society. And that's really crazy.
Two brothers are ready to deck each other over who was the better Ken.
And it's wild because you're like so right. Because the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I remember when Civil War came out.
Yeah.
It's all like, what side are you?
Yeah.
Captain America or Iron Man? So, you
your
know,
whole marketing thing.
The whole thing. That wasn't a thing for Barbie.
Nah, man.
It just happened.
Yeah, we just took that one.
It was one movie.
Yeah, one.
And people ran with
it. Yep.
Love that.
Not a sequel. Not part of a franchise.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if we're talking about movies, you might as well just go through the...
Yeah, the Oscar stuff. Okay, so Jordan Fringe and I have this thing where... So far, we've done it for 3 years, I think. Where we just talk about the Oscars while we watch the Oscars. This year, we might have to do it on Discord instead of Twitch. Because Twitch got really mad at me. So, what happened this year was wild, bro. First of all... Will Smith didn't slap anybody.
Yeah, what
so
the heck?
Already not as entertaining.
Lame Oscars.
But no, seriously, all jokes aside, Angela Bassett, you ask anybody, she should have won Best Supporting Actress for her performance in the second Black Panther movie. Instead, that award was given to Jamie Lee Curtis for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And to be honest, it's not Jamie's best work. Anyone really could have played that role.
No.
But it was weird, too, because as soon as she got up on stage, she's like, wow, I have an Oscar, just like my mom and dad. And it's like, ooh, maybe don't say that. Maybe don't rub in the fact. Like, Angela Bassett's
right
there.
This is a generational award.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for real. The Nepo Award.
We keep it in the family.
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
Also, one thing I think is warped about the Oscars, right? And my mom said this to me after the Oscars. Because my mom was watching at home. Mm. My mom calls me, and she's like... Did you notice? Because 2022, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, okay? The slap heard around the world. Mm. 2023,
yeah.
My mom calls me after the Oscars. And it's weird because my mom usually does not watch the Oscars. The only reason she did this year is because she wanted Angela Bassett to win because my mom has been a fan of her for years, since the 90s,
yeah.
Right? And she was mad, too, when Angela didn't win. It was like the first award they gave out, too. So like the whole rest of the event, she was bitter, my mom. But anyway, she says to me, did you notice something about how they'd have people go up on stage? And I'm like, what? She's like, pay attention to the black people that go up on stage. And I'm like, okay, mom. Sure, whatever, right? Mm. Every time. I'm like, obviously, maybe it's just a coincidence. Right? Maybe it's a pure coincidence.
Mm.
But it wasn't. I did look back at the 2022, and it wasn't like that then. Every time a black person, more specifically like a dude,
yeah.
Right? If it was two people going up, they would always go up with a white person. They weren't allowed to go up with another black person, except for one person. Michael B. Jordan was allowed to go up with one other person who was black.
Who was that?
Probably the worst person. Who was it?
Who was it?
Who do you think? Michael B. Jordan starred in a movie with this guy recently. This guy's whole career is down the drain now.
Who?
Jonathan Majors.
Oh, he did Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, Jonathan Majors. I forgot that was this year.
Yo, you know how twisted it is that like the two black guys that got to go up together, one of them turns out to not be a Creed dude. And I'm like, no.
Oh, the Jonathan Majors fiasco.
Yeah. Yeah. So. One of the first times, like, a Marvel actor has been so publicly fired. Where, like, Edward Norton, I do believe, was fired from The Hulk because he was a diva.
Yeah.
That's, like, The Incredible Hulk. But,
yeah.
Like, we don't really talk about that movie.
Yeah, movie.
But here's, like, they, straight up, Kevin Feige said, oh, he's the new Thanos. Like, this guy, he's the next part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Be a big thing.
He's he's gonna be super important.
Shake up the world.
Yeah, and yet they made his first movie, the one with friggin' Ant-Man. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know what they were smoking. How do you make your villain not interesting? Have him fight Ant-Man and lose. And then just say, oh, that was just one of my variants. Stupid. Kang the Conqueror sucks. What he does is cool, but who he is lame. Anyway, go on.
I think my favorite part about the Jonathan Majors thing and him being Kang is, do you remember when you said that the Marvel TV shows were going to have nothing to do with the mainline MCU?
Yeah.
And then Jonathan Majors is shown as Loki, as Kang, and he's supposed to become the next big bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does this and gets immediately axed. Yeah, thorough line that made these TV series connect with everything.
He's gone. Yeah. You could argue WandaVision.
You could.
Of all of them, I think that's the most relevant.
Yeah.
And like people say Loki because of the TVA, but you know, real talk, I don't think it'll be relevant. I don't think it'll be relevant. I don't.
What do they have to rewrite the whole...
They're going to be like, oh, the TVA are involved with, like, Deadpool or something. And then I think that'll be it, in my opinion. I don't know.
Does that even make sense?
Because time travel garbage. I don't know. The Marvel Cinematic Universe sucks now. Like, I'm sorry. Well,
that's another thing that I've seen on articles.
What? The death of the MCU?
Yeah, that's
really
one of the top things about this year.
So they say, like, 2023 was the death of it? Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, this is, like, I think it was beginning to start to fall after Endgame, obviously.
Yeah.
But people were still watching the shows.
Yeah.
And people still really like WandaVision. People like the Hawkeye show.
And people like Loki.
They like Loki. They liked some people like Multiverse of Madness. You know, there were still movies that were okay.
Guardians and Spider-Man.
But then I don't know what happened. There's no substance in those movies to make a whole series, in my
problem.
Opinion.
It's just who cares?
In my opinion, but people started to realize, like, man, this stuff kind of blows.
Yeah, it's what's referred to as a postscript season. Halo 3, I need you to help me finish this war. Halo 4, hey, what's up?
Literally.
Like,
I hate new Halo
games. You just have to make stuff up now. And, like, my whole thing is, I remember thinking it'd be great if the MCU just, after Endgame, every hero goes back to doing their own thing. I remember thinking, oh, that'd be great, right? And it's like they don't want to.
Nope.
And it's like, no, do that. Do that, because then if I only care about this hero, I only have to see their movies. Yeah. I don't have to watch everything to understand everything. And, like, okay, legit, you can only go so far with, like, powers and like, cosmic stuff.
Absolutely.
Straight up. I'm sorry, DC does cosmic stuff better than Marvel ever has.
Yeah.
In comics. Like, DC's cosmic stuff is cool because to some degree it's a lot more grounded. Mm. Where Marvel always feels like this is the Living Tribunal and he can do anything, and like here's Skaven the Approver and he can do anything.
Space
and
God.
Here's the Eternals and they can do anything. And it's just like,
space
well then
God.
I don't care.
Yeah.
How do they lose? They don't lose because they can do anything.
They're space God.
Yeah, there's no struggle. That's not interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, like, I'm tired of seeing Loki. Like, let it go. He's been around since phase one.
Yeah.
We're done. Give us some new heroes.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, straight up, give us some new heroes.
I think the reason why Marvel worked so well at the start was because, like, sure, there were things in it that would connect it to other movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Thor's coming in the next one, right? But other than that, the movies were their own movies.
Yeah, they were their own movies.
Captain America is a person from the past. You don't see any other superheroes in that movie. You see Tony Stark's dad. That's about it.
Yeah, but it's about Captain America. It's not about Thanos, and here's the Infinity Stone's gonna lead up to it. Really, it's not.
No, bro, the Tesseract, nobody even knew that was a stone.
An Infinity Stone at the time, yeah.
It was just an item.
It's true.
You're like, oh, cool.
And none of the Iron Man movies have an Infinity Stone.
Zero.
None of them.
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Yeah, the death of the MCU, it's failing.
Yeah, and it's the death of superhero movies. My question is, what's going to replace it? Because it could either be video game movies, which I kind of doubt.
Mm.
Because sure, Mario did really well, but then they're saying they're going to do Zelda and Metroid. How do you do a Metroid movie? I wonder. But Zelda, I could see them doing a Legend of Zelda movie.
Yep.
But then you get to like Donkey Kong. And it's like, okay, there's a reason he's in the Mario movie, because what do you do?
Why would you watch a movie about Donkey
Kong? What do you do? No, like, what do you do? What would the plot be?
I don't know.
I guess he has enough games, but...
It's something about King K. Rool, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he does have enough. But, like, Kirby... Like, you know, like, the Pokemon movie, I guess they could, but it'd have to be, like, Detective Pikachu again or something.
Yeah, I don't know what they'd do for Pokemon. If they were to do a Pokemon movie that was, like, yeah, Detective Pikachu...
Actually, no. But if they were supposed to do, like, a Pokemon movie that's, like, Red.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you do that?
I think that'd be sick.
That'd be interesting to see how they could do it, but...
Like, have the Pokemon look like the Detective Pikachu Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then the, like realistic, yeah. Are, like, actual live-action people.
Yeah.
And then it's Red, like, the journey of Red through Kanto.
But, like, okay, it'd have to be a trilogy. Like, you can't do that whole thing in one go.
Why not?
Because it would make Red seem, like, unstoppable.
Which he is. He's made up to be some disproportionately strong trainer that just went around, beat everybody in Kanto, and then was like, yeah, I'm going to go chill in the mountains now and wait until someone who's worthy enough to beat me shows up.
If they do adapt Pokemon Red, bro, please, for the love of God, don't let him say anything.
Oh, no
Make
words.
Him completely mute.
He's a it's mute. Canon. Yeah, absolutely.
He says nothing.
Yes, I would love that. And then, yeah, they'd do a sequel, but it'd be gold, and it'd be Sid and Johto. And
you get the new character.
The protagonist does nothing but talk.
Yeah.
He just talks.
Never shuts up.
Ends up meeting Red, and Red doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
Like, end it with him fighting Red. It'd be great.
Mortal Kombat is going well right now for movies. They're not good, but, like, the 2021 Mortal Kombat? Bro, that movie sucked.
The movie's horrible.
Yo, Arcana?
I hate that
movie. I hate that the Mortal Kombat movie has, like, so much source material, but nah, we'll just make something up.
Like, why would they do that?
It's dumb. But yeah, they're gonna make a sequel. Hopefully it's good. I guess we'll find out. Just, can we, like... Mario's movie was great because it completely embraced everything about Mario.
Yeah.
It did. Like, it was colorful and...
It's a Mario movie.
Yeah, it was lively and all that. It's great.
They got Rainbow Road up in there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole Mario Kart section of that movie.
It embraced everything about it. And it's weird because, like, then you have, like, the opposite end where it's Sonic, I'd say, it does the opposite. Where it's... But not in a bad way. Like, Sonic is... It's making its own story and its own kind of lore with, like, the power of his... quills. It's weird, but I do admire. I actually, funny, I prefer the Sonic movies for that because they're not just here's a bunch of references. I actually like that the Sonic movie doesn't do that, where the Mario movie is just that.
It's
almost
references.
Completely that, which again, I get why. Like, what, it's Mario, what do you do for
it's
a movie?
Fun movie though.
Yeah honestly, it's not a bad movie. Neither of them are. I actually like both of them.
Yeah.
But Mortal Kombat feels like it's ashamed of itself, where like Melina's color is pink.
Yeah,
why is she wearing black?
That is true.
Yeah. Like, Shang Tsung, yellow. Why is he wearing black?
Literally.
Sub-Zero, blue. Why is he wearing black? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, touching on the Mario movie, that's the second top grossing movie of the 2023.
Yep.
After that, it's...
Oppenheimer.
Boppenheimer.
Yeah.
Came out around the same time as Barbie.
Yeah, that's the one where... what's her name?
Florence Pugh shows her swoop.
No, she wears a black dress. What are you talking about? Oops. They painted a black dress over. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
She's wearing a black dress.
What are you...
You don't know about that?
No.
Okay, so in other countries, that nude scene,
they
edited a dress over her. Yeah.
I've never heard
know.
About
oh,
this.
Yeah. Yeah, look it up. It's hilarious. It looks terrible.
What?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Because you're not allowed to show swoop in some countries.
I guess that makes sense.
Which is funny because this movie is about a terrible atrocity, but
we can show the making of the atomic bomb and the destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I mean, they don't show that. You know what? It's crazy for me to say that I was upset that they didn't show.
Well, I want to see the killing.
But yeah, we could have a whole movie about this horrible war atrocity. But see this.
No.
Get that out of here. Not in my Christian movie theater.
It's funny that you said, you know, kind of while me saying, like, don't show the killing. It reminded me, what's it called? Martin Scorsese put out a new movie last year called Killing of the Flower Moon.
I don't know, I think
that's the title. You can correct me in the comments.
I don't watch movies.
Yeah, I know. But
Except for Oppenheimer. I saw that in theaters on my own.
First yeah, movie I but ever not saw. Barbie.
It was between the two.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that one was longer.
So. More time to sleep in the theater. Gotcha. But yeah, I saw that Martin Scorsese movie and it starred Leonardo DiCaprio and I watched it and whatever. Like, it's a well-made movie. By all means, it's a well-made movie. But let me ask you something. And this went through my mind the entirety of that movie. You look at some of the advertisements, right? And it's showing, like, oh, you know, the Osage tribe and, like, what they went through. This is the movie about them. It's not. It's about Leonardo DiCaprio's character, who in real life was a total scumbag and ruined these people's lives. And I saw that movie, right? And my friend saw it, and Hannah saw it, and, like, one girl said to me, how would you feel if they made a movie about slavery, but they had the slave master played by Leonardo DiCaprio, and it was about him? And like, at no point does the movie say he's doing anything bad. Yeah. It's just because that's Scorsese's whole thing. He never tells the audience what to think.
Yeah.
But, like, how would you feel if that was just... It's like this guy is being played by the hottest actor in Hollywood, and, you know...
He's doing terrible things, but, like, it's not said, and no one's yeah, like, hey, that's bad.
It's treated like, oh, you know, you could kind of relate to why he was doing... No, I can't, right? And then, the thing that absolutely... Because, like, I already thought the movie was fine. Like, again, well-made movie. I can separate my own personal biases from how I feel about whether or not the movie was done well, right? But yeah, people online, the thing that really bothered me was that people online said that the end of that movie was really, really good. No one I know personally likes the end of that movie.
Mm.
Like, people online say it's like the greatest thing ever since sliced bread, since it's the second coming of Christ.
Okay.
2023, in my personal opinion, from what I've seen, I asked Justin to make a list of movies for me to watch.
Yeah.
I don't think I like movies anymore, man. Like, I'm gonna be real with you. Like, I was always more the movie guy, you're more the video game guy, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm not about to say I like games more. I do not, because games are just becoming movies now.
Yeah.
But it's just like, yo, every movie today feels bloated.
Yes.
They're too long. Just absolutely, they're too long. Yes. I'm sorry. They just are.
Yep.
And it's always noticeable. There's always a portion of the movie where I'm like, huh? Like this, why are we doing this?
Yep.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, man. I've always been a person that's been not anti movies, but I'm not
big
movie guy.
Yeah, you're not big on
movies. I just fall asleep. They're too long. Yeah, welcome to the club. Welcome.
For us it's two different reasons though. For me it's just like I feel like they forgot how to write movies. Whoever's teaching these people how to write movies doesn't know how to write a movie. Like, I think Everything Everywhere All at Once, that's a movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Right? Like, that's a movie.
Yeah.
But then you get, like, The Killing of the Flower Moon, and it's just like, it feels like it's weird because it's Martin Scorsese, and he makes great films, but this one feels like he's trying to make a film. And, like, what's his name? Quentin Tarantino with the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm.
That was another case where I was just like, what is this? Like, what is this movie trying to say?
I haven't watched that movie simply because I don't know what that movie is.
Is about?
I don't know what
it is. It's like an actor... I'm sorry that I'm, like, kind of going off. What was the new... Nope.
Which, no.
When did that come out? What year did that come out? Nope.
That was last year, wasn't it?
Was it 2023?
No, not 2020. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you
forgot. 2022.
Me. Yeah, I think it was 2022.
Jordan Peele directed that.
Yes.
Okay. Great example.
Yes.
Jordan Peele's first movie, right? It was Get Out.
Get Out. Yes.
Yeah, Get Out. And then Us. And then Nope.
Yes.
Okay. Get Out, very simple.
Yeah.
You don't need a friggin' history lesson to understand that.
No.
All right? Us, I've had to explain that movie to so many people.
Mm.
Like, what is Hands Across America?
Yes.
What is that that's being referenced all that time? And I feel like people think if you have to go home and research it, that means it's good.
Yes.
And that's stupid. Mm-hmm. That is a moronic way to see movies. It's absolutely ridiculous.
If you have
to look up a explain video for a movie, that doesn't automatically make that movie smart.
No.
It doesn't. I'm sorry. It doesn't. If you can't illustrate the point in the film that I spent money on and sat 3 hours through, if you can't illustrate that point in your film, I'm sorry. It's not written well.
That's true.
Yeah. But I feel like no one thinks like that anymore.
Mm.
They want to be talked to like children. They want to be taught as though it were a school session. I don't know. It's friggin' weird, and it's so apparent with modern movies, it bothers me.
Yes.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the fact that you said, I don't even know what that's about, legit, I saw that movie with someone who loves movies, but they don't know anything about Charles Manson. Mm. So that whole portion went over their head. I don't know, man. Just gotta have a whole history lesson to understand movies, bro. I'm not about that. I'm not about that. This era of film.
It's weird. Because, like, in my opinion, the only movies that you should go home and, like, do research on
are documentaries,
and then, what is it, like, reenacted moments of history?
Like, biopics?
Yeah, like Oppenheimer. Yeah. You go home, and you'll be like, oh, so, like, what actually happened?
Yeah, a biopic. Yeah.
Yeah. Those ones, that makes sense
to
me.
Sure, that's perfectly fine.
But if you have to go home and be all like...
Hands Across America for this fictional movie about, like
could
clones.
Could you imagine if people had to go home and, like, find the meaning of, like, the movie The Matrix?
I'm sure people did on forums.
Well, yeah, in forums. That's
yeah, but
place
that was, like,
for
a small group of people.
To talk about a movie.
Yeah, true.
But, like
you watch The Matrix, you understand what's going on.
You know what's going on. Yeah. People are shooting guns and they're jacking into a virtual reality.
Yeah, they explain it pretty well.
It's very well put together.
It is.
But could you imagine that if they were just all...
Jack in, you know, okay. Now you're in The Matrix. He doesn't ask any questions. He doesn't ask any questions.
The movie's set in 2000 and they don't explain why the technology is, like, so crazy that they could go inside computer programs. Do you imagine?
Someone shoots at Neo and he immediately stops bullets. Doesn't explain why.
No explanation about it.
It's like, yo, bro, you gotta read the Matrix comic book tie-in. Some bull like that, bro. I can't with this.
Oh man.
My god. That'd be hilarious. The Matrix, but it's made in 2023. That'd be funny.
Didn't they do Revolution?
Oh god, you're right.
They did.
Oh my god.
Or Resurrection. That Matrix
exists.
Resurrection. That's a thing, bro.
Oh my god.
And it sucks.
It's terrible. But ironically, it's like intentionally... All the gimmicks of what Phil... That movie's bad.
It's not a good movie.
It's not.
We're on a tangent about bad movies.
Oh, that's fine. But they're relevant because it's 2023. You know what movie came out? Was it a movie or was it a show?
Well, it depends.
I think it was a show. You know what came out that was good?
What?
And, like, I didn't have to watch a friggin' Explains video or anything. They cloned Tyrone.
Oh, I love that movie.
Wonderful.
Oh,
I love that. Was it a movie?
It was a movie. It was on Netflix. It was a Netflix movie.
It was a movie?
It was a movie.
It was great.
It
did so many things right.
Oh my, the pacing of that movie.
It's perfect.
It's so well done. Yeah. It's a blaxploitation film done in 2023.
Yeah.
That feels like I'm watching a movie from like the 90s, 2000s.
Yeah. But it takes place now.
It takes place now.
Like, she mentions cryptocurrency and stuff.
It feels like a throwback.
It's great. Oh my god. The music choices made sense. That's another thing about modern movies I absolutely hate.
Oh my god.
When like they pick a song and it's like these lyrics do not fit this character or like this scene at all. You're just picking it because the guitar solo is cool. Or like,
what the hell, the Doja track. Cat and Elvis, bro?
Oh my god.
Why the hell am I hearing a Doja Cat song in Elvis?
Yo, I can't, bro. I can't with movies anymore. This is why. They're freaking dead.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Bro,
why was there Doja Cat and Elvis?
Absolutely nuts.
Anyone who defends that is like,
you got to be tone deaf.
Yeah.
You have to be absolutely tone deaf to what's going on in,
like,
front of you.
What? Oh my gosh.
Fourth highest grossing movie of 2023 is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Movie that used a lot of classic rock songs and then would stop the classic rock song and then play the Marvel score. One of my favorite songs ever written is Crazy on You by Heart.
Mm.
Adam Warlock is flying in space. They start playing Crazy on You, the guitar solo at the beginning. It's great. He's flying in space. Yep. And he's like out for vengeance. He's ready to kill the Guardians.
Yeah.
He lands. The song stops. And then they play the like generic Marvel score fighting soundtrack. And I'm like, what?
Why'd you do that?
And it happens a bunch of times in that movie where randomly the song starts and then stops. And then it's generic song. And then everyone is ready to suck James Gunn's dong, acting like it's such a great movie. And it's like, it's fine.
Yeah. I haven't seen Volume 3 because you said it was not a good movie, so
it's fine. Like, it,
watch it.
Honestly, I've said this before in my Twitch. I've said it multiple times, but like, I think James Gunn is a wonderful director. I hate his writing.
That's fair.
Like, I hate it. It's so cringe. It's like a teenager writing.
That's fair.
And like,
I don't know how they messed up the music thing, since Guardians 1 and 2 were pretty good with their music.
Yeah.
Like, their scores are done well.
Why is No Sleep Till Brooklyn the song that plays when they beat up a bunch of goons? Also, the goons are just a bunch of goons. They're not people that matter. Where in 1 and 2, it was always people that mattered.
Yep.
Like, there was some relationship between those characters when they played that song.
Yep.
When they play Break the Chain, it's Peter Quill fighting his dad. Like, Fleetwood Mac's Break the Chain. Like, this is great. Like, I don't know. It is weird. Why do they goof that on?
I don't know. Three? You've done two movies and you did it well.
Yeah.
Why change?
Effed it up.
James Gunn knew that the MCU was going down. He's all like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm done.
And now he's in charge of DC. And my God, I, you know, I don't know what to expect, but how funny would it be if he jumps over to DC and then people are like, great, James Gunn is in charge of DC. This is awesome. And he writes the movies. And then they start realizing how bad his writing actually is. Because so far, the only thing people have really seen him do is Guardians, The Suicide Squad, and, like, people will say Scooby-Doo, even though there were other writers, too. But, like, James Gunn writing Superman? Do you really think?
No, God, no.
Do you really think? God, no,
I don't want to watch that movie.
Yeah, right?
I don't want to see that movie.
Do you really think?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't want to see that movie.
Yeah, no, straight up.
That's crazy.
And I don't think he is in charge of writing it, but I think he's, like, overseeing it. And I'm just like, I don't think James Gunn under... Whatever. We'll see. We'll see. Booster Gold? Sure.
Yeah, there's a bunch of DC characters that I can see James Gunn writing for.
Yeah, there's plenty.
But Superman?
Superman?
Batman?
Even that, Batman?
No! Fifth top grossing movie in the box office of 2023 is... what are your favorite series? Fast X.
Yeah.
Fast One of my favorite Furious. Series.
I love Fast and Furious, not because it's good, but because it's consistent.
Because it's movies, bro.
It's the only movie franchise that... no one is making a Fast and Furious explained video. There is nobody in this world dumb enough to not understand.
No.
Well,
the only thing that had to be explained is that Tokyo Drift takes place after the sixth movie. Yes. That is all.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tokyo Drift is not technically the third movie.
It's the seventh
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, though.
That's it.
Be hilarious, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me explain why Dom is superhuman. There is no explanation. He just is.
He just is.
Yeah.
He didn't take any drugs.
No, nothing changed. There's no comic book. There's no TV show. Nothing that's going to give you context.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anything else you want to say about movies?
No, I think we chewed a lot of time with that one.
Yeah, we did.
On the... Oh, no, I'm kidding.
No, We'll get there. Look, I know you guys are waiting for the part.
Yeah, you guys really seem to like that part of the recap last year. It was the most re-listened to part. So, yeah, you horn dogs out there.
Yeah, you crazy horn dogs. You horn
absolute fiends.
Word of the year. Word of the year to show how crazy Gen Z has changed up the dictionary. The Oxford word of the year is Riz.
Yeah, makes sense.
Riz. Charisma. It does make sense. It does make sense. But also, wild, because I swear that was a word started by streamers. Like Kai Cenat and like a bunch of black streamers were using the word Riz jokingly. And then people took it.
Yeah.
And it blew up.
I wonder if anyone knows the origins of that.
Probably not, other than the people that are on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, streamers and stuff. But, yeah, isn't that weird?
Isn't it funny how, like, even though people, like, everyone uses the internet now. Like, everyone has a phone, everyone, right?
Yes.
Everyone, right? Like younger than us, I should say. Like, pretty much. In North America.
Yes.
Isn't it funny that there's still kind of a divide between internet culture and, like, mainstream? You'd think by now it would, like, fully be integrated, but it's not.
Nope.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is strange. My favorite thing about it is that the same meme, like, the same picture of a meme will go around, but it'll have different text on it depending on what internet community it's in.
It's so funny to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one thing about the internet community is that you get your news in weird ways.
Yeah, you do.
For example, one of the biggest news stories of February 2023 was that there was a Chinese spy balloon going over America, and people were all like, oh no, Chinese spy balloon, and then China was like, oh no, it's a weather balloon.
Uh-huh.
And it actually turned out to be a spy balloon, and America shot it down, and then it, like, nothing really came of it.
Yeah.
But the best thing about it, it was all the memes.
Yeah.
I barely saw any news reports of this because I didn't really watch the news that year. All I saw were memes. And yep, same. Like China sending over a balloon just to like watch The Simpsons or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it was just stupid stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is what's going on in the world. Wild that that's how I was receiving my news throughout the last year. Memes.
Yep.
The internet's crazy.
I had to look that up. Like, after I saw a meme, I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah.
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 The meme is how I found out.
That's another thing. Ocean Gate.
Yeah.
I knew it as memes at first, and then I found out, oh,
this is really
this
happening?
This is real. This is an actual real thing. There's a bunch of rich people in a submersible stuck at the bottom of the ocean.
Yep.
And we're trying to help them. Meanwhile, they're actually not even alive anymore.
Bro, there's no way.
Nah, but yeah, that news story was wild.
Yeah.
Apparently the submarine was controlled by a controller.
Yeah, like an Xbox controller. Wild.
I swear it was like an old school, Mad Cats.
It wasn't like first party controller.
It blew my mind.
Yeah.
First off, to the person that programmed that, good on you. Good on you for programming a whole submersible to be controlled by a Mad Cats controller.
My second question would be why? What happened to the original one?
Gamer. Sometimes you gotta make some little adjustments to make things work.
People ask me like, why are you so PlayStation pilled? It's like, bro, well, PlayStation didn't sink that submarine, did it? It wasn't a PlayStation controller. Maybe it wouldn't have happened. Maybe the battery life would.
Yeah, that news story is wild because like six people died.
Yeah.
Tragedy. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. And they went down to go see the Titanic or whatever. Like, sad. Mm-hmm. I get it. But during that same week, 500 migrants were on a boat off the coast of Greece, and the boat crashed, and they all died.
Mm.
All 500 people died.
That wasn't reported.
That was not on the news as much as...
Jeffrey Epstein's emails were made public. I showed you this before.
Yeah.
And then mysteriously they all disappeared.
Yeah.
Because everyone was talking about the friggin' submarine.
Titanic submarine. Wild how the media was just like, hey.
Yep.
Don't look at this.
Yeah. 6 hours of oxygen on an 8-hour trip. And yet somehow we were able to report it for an entire week.
I don't get it.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It does not. But hey, that was one of the big news stories.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then one of the biggest news stories of July. Like, the biggest news story of July was Barbenheimer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Movies.
I know. Double features. It's funny because, like, okay, so, like, at a standard double feature, you pay one admission fee. And then you see two movies.
Yes.
That's how double features work.
Yes.
And there's still places you can see that, even in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Like a classic double feature.
Yeah.
So people were actually spending, like, money for both movies, watching them back to back. And it's hilarious to me because those movies could not be any more different.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Bro, the feeling I had walking out of Oppenheimer, I wanted to watch both of them. But I couldn't. Because after leaving Oppenheimer, I was depressed.
That would have been 5 hours.
Yeah, 5 hours of movies. Theater. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I almost did it. I needed to kill time that day. But I could only watch Oppenheimer because that movie was so heavy. Like, it just... So much happens and you're just like... it's so... There's a sensory overload to watching Oppenheimer.
The movie about explosions?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah, right? There's a sensory, but it's not just the explosion.
I know, I'm joking.
It's like, you just feel so overwhelmed, and you leave the movie, and if someone were to ask me, so did you like that movie after I left it? I would have looked them dead in the face and been like, I honestly don't know yet.
Yeah.
I have not, my feelings are all over the place.
That's how you know the movie's good. If you're not sure, if you're unsure about how you feel. I'm sorry, but that's unique, bro.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
That is
a unique feeling.
Yeah.
No, it definitely tells you that the movie had impact.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean it was good. I don't know.
Yeah, okay,
impact.
Oh my gosh. By the way, rewinding a bit, Xbox controller and all that, right?
No.
Okay. So we already spoke about the Oscars. We spoke about Barbie. We spoke about all that. The Game Awards.
Ah, video games.
Tell me how Spider-Man got nominated for 7 things. And won nothing.
Well, that's what happens when you're a jack of all trades, master of none.
I love that in both of our Twitch chats, right?
Yeah.
Austin, shout out to Austin, our boy Austin drinks Fanta.
Love him.
Austin said, while I was playing Sly 2. I still remember I was playing Sly 2. Mm. I was on the second level. And Austin's like, Spider-Man will get nominated, but it won't win anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, dude, come on. I was like, I was being optimistic. I'm like, oh, Spider-Man 2 might win Game of the Year. Come on. Right? And he's like, no, they never give Spider-Man anything. And I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. It's like, okay. But I'm like, come on, man. It's got to win something.
Yeah.
Austin was so right.
Spider-Man 2 got so snubbed. Yo, so hard.
Why do they hate Spider-Man?
I don't know.
And in my head, I was just thinking maybe because it's a licensed game, it doesn't count.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, the first Spider-Man game on the PS4 was, like, touted as one of the best games to own on a Sony
console. Yeah, and it was a launch title, too, if memory serves correct.
People loved it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that won anything.
Wait, maybe... No, it wasn't a launch title.
It wasn't a launch title. Yeah. It was just one of the best games to have come out on the PS4. People loved it. Gangbusters. Yeah. Did not win anything when it came out. Spider-Man 2, which is supposed to be the game that is better than it, has, like, all these features... Well, actually... From what you've told me.
Oh, they removed some of my favorite things, but whatever.
But, like, it's supposed to be an upgraded game. You know, you can play as both Miles and Peter and do all this. And
Venom and all. Parry system now.
All this jazz. Nothing.
Nothing. Didn't win anything. And what won Game of the Year?
Baldur's Gate 3.
Okay, legit. If any game is going to win Game of the Year, I think it should be a game that is, like... We are marketed towards people that like this.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
It's not trying to be a jack of all trades. I'm glad. I'm glad that it won.
So I played Baldur's Gate 3. Junior got it for me for Christmas because I was like, you know what? I want a game.
Yeah.
And it was Game of the Year, probably a good game. I'll play it. I played it. Definitely deserve Game of the Year. It's a game. It's a video game through and through.
Thank God.
If you enjoy D&D, you will enjoy Baldur's Gate 3. How I like to describe it is D&D without the imagination.
I mean, yeah.
I actually use a different term, but I can't say that on the podcast because I will get canceled.
Wait, can you say it? I'll cut it out.
Oh. I call Baldur's Gate 3 D&D, but without the...
See, I didn't know what you were going to say. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, definitely cut that out.
That's not going to fly.
Cut that out. no, but like it's cool because there's so many times that I've been interested in D&D, and I'm like, I know people that do D&D campaigns are like, yeah, you know, you should come, you know, do D&D.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't want to sit around and just like use my imagination with people.
I didn't play D&D. I played Johnny would know. Johnny plays this every like Thursday, because Johnny and his dad are both like, you know, D&D is, like, there's better RPGs, basically, is what they always say.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that love the Cyberpunk.
Yeah, Cyberpunk's a popular
Cyberpunk
one.
Tabletop and stuff.
And I'm literally going to call Johnny just to get the name, but we're still going to talk while this is happening.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, right, I like the idea, but I don't know. That's just not my thing.
I agree with you.
Which sucks, because I want to like it.
Me too. I want to like it too.
Yeah.
But, so, that's Hello? Why.
Hello. Hey, okay, so Johnny, we're doing the podcast right now. Real quick, the RPG that you play, I'm going to put you on speaker real quick. What is the RPG that you play, Johnny?
You mean the tabletop RPG that I play?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one that you play on Thursdays.
I've played lots of RPGs on...
Okay, what's the best one?
Like, my...
Yes, what's your favorite one? Stop finagling, Johnny!
No, because they're different. It depends on what you want.
What's the best one, Johnny?
That's not how that works.
Johnny, okay. Which is the one you play the most?
Dungeon Crawl Classics.
Say that again?
Dungeon Crawl Classics.
Dungeon Crawl Classics.
More than I played any other RPG.
Got it.
I played lots of other RPGs.
I'm hanging up now. We'll talk later. Bye.
Bye.
I'm hanging up now.
Yeah, that's Johnny, everybody.
That's Johnny, everybody.
I love that. I love that phone call right there. That was a great conversation.
There you go. That's the answer.
Yeah. But yeah, no.
That's the one I played.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would love to like dip my toes into a tabletop RPG, but like,
yes, I get it.
You can't even just do that. That's not a thing. There's so much
things,
time.
Man. You gotta learn things.
You have to spend.
Make sure your dungeon master doesn't suck.
Yeah, your dungeon master can't suck. Everybody that's there has to be in it.
Yep. Also, yeah. Just every single time you play that game, you have to continue with that same group of people.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And yeah, but I really like Baldur's Gate 3 because you don't need anybody else to play it. And it's got co-op, like you can play it with your friends. Mm. But if you start a game with your friends, you have to play that same game with your friends. So it's really like Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm.
But you don't have to use your imagination. Everything's happening in front of you and you're like playing a game and it's fun.
I'm glad that game won.
Yeah, honestly, it deserved it. Larian Studios is a good studio. They make good games.
Mm.
They make the same game.
It ain't broke.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Yeah, they make the same game, and it won them an award. Mm. And I'm very happy for them for that. Other games that came out this year, Super Mario Wonder.
Cyberpunk got a DLC. Resident Evil 4 got a remaster. Or a remake, sorry.
Yep. Resident Evil 4 remake was
the
thing.
And then we played the Resi games, which was so much fun.
Oh,
Watch us on twitch.tv/JaniacJr. and twitch.tv/fanfiction.
Yeah.
There's also VODs for both of us.
We played through the whole co-op Resident Evil, except for Revelations.
Yeah, 5 and 6.
Yep.
Yeah, except for the Revelations series.
We're not playing Revelations yet.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anything else come out this year video game-wise?
God of War got a DLC. Valhalla, right?
That's not a DLC. That's a whole new game. Isn't that Ragnarok?
No, Ragnarok. Valhalla was the DLC.
There's a DLC
I'm
for
pretty
God
sure. I don't know. I don't play that game.
I don't play that game.
I play good games.
Yeah.
So.
Why are you bringing this up?
Bomb Rush Cyberpunk came out.
Oh, yeah. That came out.
I love
that
game.
The spiritual successor to Jet Set Radio.
I was so happy. Everyone talking about, I had to wait like 5 years for the sequel to my favorite game. I had to wait like 9 years. Bro, I waited 21 years. Okay? Shut up. You don't know what it's like to wait.
Fair.
And the weirdest part is, shortly after that game came out, Sega's like, okay, now we'll make our sequel to Jet Set Radio. Yeah, okay, Sega. Okay, Sega.
I see what's happening.
I see what's going on. You saw that it was successful. They're like, oh, shoot, people still want this game?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
What other games came out this year, man?
I honestly,
I remember someone asking me on my stream of like what I was excited for.
For 2024? Or like for the future?
Like for the future of gaming, and there's nothing. Dude. There's not a video game that has made me go,
bro,
I want to play this.
Bro, you know what game came out last year? Bro. All right. I'm gonna take you back to the past. In 2011, there was a movie that, as a child, me and my friends, we were all anticipating because it was a very big deal. It was a prequel to one of our favorite franchises. All right, I'm dropping some hints just to see when you have that realization where I'm going with this.
Oh.
All right, and it was a prequel to one of our favorite franchises as kids, and a lot of us were excited because it's like, oh, we get to see how this person became who they are, right? And mysteriously, we were all able to see the movie before it came out. That movie is X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah.
So we were alive when that leak happened. One of the biggest leaks in movie history.
The whole movie. Like a month? 2 months early?
Yeah, it was, bro, I swear it was like 5 months.
Yeah, it was way early.
Yeah, it was way before the movie came out, and all of us saw it. All of us watched that movie, like, over and over and over with all the bad visual effects. It was gold. Justin, I know you listen to our podcast. Justin, can you find me a rip of that version of X-Men Origins Wolverine?
I need to see it again.
For the sake of nostalgia.
I need to see it again.
And you know I never talk about nostalgia. Yeah. I want to see the leaked version of that movie again. All right? Why am I bringing this up? Well, another game came out in 2023. Insomniac's Wolverine. You could play that game.
Yeah.
Play that game.
A game that's not supposed to be out
until 2025. Yeah.
Yep.
You can play it.
Yep.
You can just play it now. And it's like, how come Wolverine got leaked again? This is the second time. And it was funny because I told my dad about it, right? And he's like, oh, well, you know, like, with the movie, it sucks because that's the whole movie. But with a game, people might still buy it because they get to play it. And I'm like, I like how you're thinking, Dad, right? Because, yeah, so what if the game got leaked? You know, people are still, they want to play it themselves, right?
Yeah.
But then I was like, the problem is, though, Dad, well, you see, some of the gameplay that got leaked, not everyone was a fan of it. He's like, oh, no. He's like, is it bad? I'm like, no, no, it's not bad. It's just different.
Yeah. Well, on the bright side, at least Insomniac has time to scrap everything that they've done and remake the game from the ground up.
They have time to listen to what people don't like about this thing that shouldn't have been out yet.
Yep.
And then they can be like, okay, let's change this.
Yeah, let's fix this a little bit.
Yeah. And just pretend that was always their intention.
Oh, man, that's too funny.
That's warped, though, man. I feel bad.
Well, yeah.
A whole game?
Bro. I as well, but look, man, these companies need to start paying their cybersecurity teams a little bit more.
See, I was complaining about modern movies, bro. No matter how much I may dislike movies, you will never get me to side with gaming. Stuff like this is what's going on, bro. Just like, and then people have like a hissy fit about it online, and then people think that those people that are having a hissy fit about it have a legitimate opinion about a thing that it's not even finished.
Yep.
I don't know. It's crazy, bro.
It is wild. It's wild. You want to talk about Spiro now?
Yeah, sure.
Spiro time.
There's no segue. What game came out in 2023? Oh, there was a trailer for Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, six. Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved your reaction to that. you had my favorite reaction to that whole thing where people in Marcus's chat were like, yo, check out the trailer. You're like, whoa, that looks like a cool trailer. Like, yeah, bro, I'm hyped. And you're like, I'm not hyped.
I'm not hyped for that game.
I don't care.
and don't get it twisted. I like Grand Theft Auto. I do like Grand Theft Auto. But I'm a part of the small camp of people that feels Grand Theft Auto fell off after San Andreas. It did.
Yeah, when they tried to make realistic momentum.
Like, Grand Theft Auto 4 is a game. That's it. I physically don't care about that game. Grand Theft Auto 5 is a game that Rockstar has milked. Yep. Society,
yeah,
for money for years,
mm-hmm,
and the fans of that game are just like, yeah, I mean, I've been playing the same game for the past 15 years, but screw it, you know?
Man. The fans complain about Rockstar's money-grubbing methods, and then they saw the GTA 6 trailer, and suddenly they forgot everything they hated about Rockstar.
It's crazy. In Baldur's Gate 3, right, you're able to, like, romance your, like, companions or whatever, right? And, like, there's, like, full nudity in the game, so you can, like, choose your genitalia or whatever, and, like, if you're male or female or non-binary or whatever.
How much is this game? How much does this game cost?
It's like $100.
You could see everything?
You could see everything.
Yo, why didn't you tell me? Game of the year? Hey, yo!
It's crazy. I remember I was in the character creator. It's all like, so, do you want Volvo 1 or Volvo 2? I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah.
Yo, penis no one told me this! Two.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Hey! Oh! What?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It has like a 3-month trial on PS5. I'm gonna download that one. Just for the character creator.
Just for the character creator. I just want to make my character.
I want Volvo 2. All right, go.
But yeah, so you can like romance any of your all of your companions, and it's, but I bring this up because it's very cool that they're putting sex into video games and people are just okay with it.
Well, okay, they don't show the sex, bruh. They do.
I mean, not like.
Because, like, Cyberpunk does sex scenes, but it's weird. It's like, so, like, Cyberpunk sex scenes, your character will blink, and you'll be in a different position.
Yeah, and then you'll blink again, and you're in a different... I know, yeah.
It's just hilarious. What kind of sex is this? V's going in some weird directions, bro. Like, whoa. But yeah, no, the reason I ask, because isn't there, like, a rule against that?
Yes, if you show sex,
it's AO. AO, yeah.
No, they don't show the explicit...
They don't show the penetration.
Well, because it's a game that's narrated, like everything's narrated. It leaves very little to the imagination. Anyways,
can you choose the narrator?
No, it's just the same female narrator narrating for you. Yeah, so the reason why I brought up sex scenes in video games is because I want to talk about girl.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you said there was no segue. I segue.
See, I know. I realized that once you mentioned this. I knew where you were doing. What I was gonna say though,
nah,
just it's a little better of a segue, right? It's like, yeah, man, it's crazy that there's sex in video games, right? And it's like, you know, why not? You know, it's we're adapting things. We're trying to make things more realistic. Like today, modern day, things be changing, right? You know, I was on a date with this girl, talking to her. She wanted me to help her with her OnlyFans, you know, and like, bada bing, bada boom, OnlyFans topic. Yeah. Go.
That was a good segue. Wow, that was a great segue. Yeah. Jesus.
Isn't it weird that what? Like, no, just like, do you remember when OnlyFans wasn't that?
When it was like for fans, yeah, of, like people,
it was like Patreon. Yeah,
but it's crazy. Even Patreon has become OnlyFans.
I know it's crazy.
It's
bro.
So wild. It's yeah. so wild. But yeah, funny enough, I had a conversation with like my boss at work about OnlyFans, and he's all like, because I was talking to him about a girl I was seeing, and he was all like, oh, is she one of those OnlyFans girls? And I'm all like, no. But what would the issue be if she was? It's like, ah, well, she's on the internet and like all of her goods are out and blah, blah, blah. You're just going to be with her? And I sat there and I thought about it. And I said, well, if I'm making money, why not?
You know, okay, so here's my thing. I was talking to a girl who she has an OnlyFans. Like, she like told me. She wasn't, it wasn't secret.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. Could I even say? I'll just say I know a girl who wanted me to help her with her OnlyFans. I'll just say that. All right. Okay. And it's funny because if you remember, I called you and I was like, hey, man, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And you were just like, well, what do you want to do?
Yes.
And I was just like, I don't know if I want that. I don't want that out there in public. I don't want my Twitch people to be like, oh, cool. I just saw JDX stream. Now time to look at us.
I want to see JDX.
But yeah, I declined. But it's crazy because she has so many fans.
Mm.
And she makes money off of it.
Yes.
Which obviously, but she has never done a scene with a dude.
Yeah.
I would have been the first.
Yeah. You know how much money she'd make after that?
Well, the crazy thing is, so for those who don't know at home, you've seen our logo. It's a guy in a yellow helmet and a black guy. We're both black.
Yes.
So would that increase the credibility of the video? Could she, like, topic it or tag it?
How absolutely.
I don't know anything about OnlyFans. Yes. Like, full disclosure, I know nothing about it.
Yes.
But, like, is she going to tag it? Like, oh, she gets hit yes. like that.
I talked about this last time we did this, and yeah.
Vietnamese hottie gets blacked.
I had this conversation with somebody else last year. No. And the WWE are the two entertainment things that can still have racist yeah. things in it.
Yeah, so true.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Because there are still, like, there's like a Mexican Federation of WWE wrestlers. Or it's like a Latin Federation. It's a Latin Federation where it's all Latin people. And they like they fight against other people. But it's like, oh, it's Latins versus whoever.
We just call it like that.
And like outside of the WWE, you're like, that's a little racist. Mm-hmm. But if you're just watching wrestling, you're like, yeah, let's go Latin Federation.
Yeah, literally.
Huh?
That is funny.
But yeah, Nero is,
Nero is very openly racist.
It's very.
Bro.
It's very openly raised. It's very strange.
I saw a meme. Oh, I should have saved it for this.
Mm.
I saw a meme where it was like when the comment section when it's a black guy on a white woman, and it's like normal. It's just like guys in an office and they're giving thumbs up and like, yeah, cool. And then it was like the comment section when it's a white guy and a black woman, and it's the Doom guy fighting off the demons. And it's like, is it really that bad? Like, are they like, Because, like, Eddie Griffin made a joke about this years ago, but he was just talking about, like, couples.
Yeah.
Where he's like, how come, like, when it's a black guy with a white girl, like, the homies can still be like, hey, cool, man, cool, no worries, all right. Yeah. But when the brothers see a black girl with a white guy, it's like, get your money, B-word. like, we're just mean to her. Like, what?
Oh, you win them for the cash,
aren't
you?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's weird. It's weird, the double standard.
So stupid. Anyways. Top things on the Black and Orange website.
Yeah, go on.
What was it? Tangerine Noir is what
Tangerine
we're
Noir, Tangerine bringing Noir. It back.
Anyways, number one trend that defined the 2023s.
Trend, okay.
Yes.
Wait, can I guess?
Okay, yes, sure.
Okay.
Number one.
What was it last year? Yeah, don't look it up. Don't look it up. No. It's not fun if you do.
I kind of want to.
Was it like the... I know massage was one off the top of my head, and you said, okay, fine, look it up.
I am looking it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, look it up. And, like, there was a mommy one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember what they were, but I don't remember the order.
All right. So, yes. Number one. Mm-hmm. You want to know
this
number
is,
one?
This is from 2022.
2022. Number one last year.
Yes.
Was reality.
Reality. What is that?
That's, like, real situation.
Oh, okay, got it.
The plumber is here.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
got
you're
it.
Here to fix my pipes.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's funny how that is like such a 70s like concept, and that has not died, has
oh,
it?
Oh, you've brought the pizza?
Yeah,
does it
yeah,
come
right, like
with
that,
sausage?
That's such a retro, like, boo doo doo doo. You got
hasn't
the bass line going.
It hasn't changed.
Some things never change.
Bro, one of my favorites is the hole in the bottom of the popcorn. Kills
that
me.
One doesn't even that wouldn't even be comfortable.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
Her hand would have to like be in such an awkward position because she's reaching over. Like it doesn't make any sense. Yep. I never got that one.
Yep. It'd be a weird one. But yes, so number one was reality last year. What's your guess for what this year?
Is it reality again?
It's not reality.
It's again. Not reality. Okay. What was number two last year? Give me the top three from 2022.
Okay, top three of 2022. Reality. Yes. Gender.
Gender.
Yeah, it's so like the transgender.
Yeah, I remember.
Category,
I remember
you know,
what it meant.
And then number three was group sex.
Jeez. Okay, is group sex number one now?
No. I will tell you that.
Are any of those three?
None of the top seven are in the top
five. Wow. People just be changing, bro. They be switching it up. Okay. Oh, no. I think I know.
What is it?
Oh, no.
What is it?
If I guess this and this is wrong, I'm going to seem like a terrible person.
I will laugh at you.
Does it, by any chance, have anything to do with a certain conflict going on around the world?
No.
Good. Okay, got that one out of the way.
That was
the reason I asked.
Craziest guess.
But there's a reason I asked.
Okay.
Do you remember... the whole thing with, I'll censor her name, I guess, but
yeah,
that whole thing. And we did talk about it last yeah. stream
yeah, yeah, yeah.
or last podcast.
Oh, you don't have to censor. She's going to come up in this. She's
really
going to be in this.
Is she back? Didn't she retire?
Don't worry. We'll talk about
it. All
that.
Right, cool. Whatever.
But go on.
But yeah. So like that whole thing where it was like, I guess because of multiculturalism and, you know, we have more immigrant families and we have like first generation
yeah.
people growing up in North America, first generation of like Americans whose parents are immigrants.
Immigrants, yes.
Yeah. Because of that, there seemed to have become a strange fetishization of like hijabs and
yeah.
stuff like that. So I guess just in my head, maybe.
That would top.
No. It. Just like maybe because this is like. People are hearing these terms so often, they
so
start to
look him up.
Yeah, and then they start to like I don't know, freaking sexualize it. I don't know. This I don't know. I'm trying to look at it from a psychological standpoint.
All right. Well, you're wrong.
Okay, I'm not sure. Number one.
Number one is mature. Essentially, the
that's
golden
the mommy
age.
One.
Mommies, milfs.
I should have just went with it.
Dilfs and grannies.
I should have just went with it.
People are out here looking for milfs, dilfs, and jilfs. Gilfs. Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder what, like... Yeah.
Maybe there's been an increased trend of mommy and daddy issues in the world.
Didn't MILF Manor come out last year?
Did it?
Did it? I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyways, number two.
Yes.
You want to guess or?
Give me a hint. What's it start with? What letter does it start with?
B.
Big.
Yeah. Number two. Big.
Just big?
Number two. Big, bigger, biggest. Was
big women. Or just big. Just big. The word big. Really, like, just big.
The term big, but like before something else, was the second most searched term.
Interesting.
Either be big, big Johnson.
Yeah, that could be anything.
Big boobs, big anything. That is the number two most searched.
Interesting.
People were looking for it super sizes this year. Yeah. They just wanted it. They wanted that 2023. They wanted big.
They wanted everything massive.
Big as can be. It's very interesting to see this list because in 2022 when we were looking at it, it was like just after like. Lockdown.
Yep. So it made a lot of sense. Reality.
Yeah.
Like group. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People were looking for things that they weren't able to.
Yeah.
Like get. Now, I don't know.
Yeah. Why? What led to this?
I don't know what's mature leading and to this. Big.
Okay. What else?
After that. Oh, this one. This one makes sense though. It's the line says test machines, but essentially androids, like AI robots. NPCs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, people were just down.
That makes sense.
We had this conversation.
We did have this conversation.
About how if someone makes a robot, there's going to be someone that wants to have sex with it.
Can you bang the robot?
Can you bang the robot? Yeah. That's like one of the main questions on the human mind.
Yeah.
And that's number three. After that, number four, uniforms.
What?
People in uniform.
Any uniform?
Uniforms, period. So
we have
military uniform, cop uniform, man in uniform, soldier was also looked up, soldier.
I was just about to say though, soldier and military, I'm sorry.
Yep.
It's a little sus.
It is a little sus.
But yeah, okay.
But yeah, so uniform is number four, and then number five, and this one is like actually kind of interesting. And it makes me think that there's, you know, a little bit of like deep-seated trauma going on with the world. Healing. So therapy was
Marcus,
one of,
this is the saddest list.
I know, right? I think people are sad.
But like AI.
AI.
And this.
Androids. They want things bigger.
Big and mature.
Yeah.
No, but like, oh, this is sad.
It's a very...
This is sad.
Compared to last year's?
There's like a lot of nurturing going on here.
Yeah, we have therapy was one of the big searches for sexual healing.
Marcus, this is depressing!
Massage therapy, therapy sketch, and foot therapy.
This is depressing! What happened?
It's crazy.
I told you 2023 sucked!
It's crazy because last year's reality, gender,
outdoor
sketch,
wildin'.
Positions... Feet and femdom.
2022, they were wildin', bro. 2023, people are sad.
2023, people are just sad.
That's
and
so
that's
funny.
Crazy to me.
Wow. Like, what else is on that list? Do you like top 10?
I think it only has the top five.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, that's trends. That's trends. Sad. Not the most searched terms.
Okay.
So now we're on to the most searched terms. Okay. I think this is like a list of like the top 20.
It's so sad. I want to like give the world a hug.
Honestly, right? I'm only going to do the top 10 of terms.
Sure, that's fine.
Because
this is
a lot.
Yeah.
So number one, and number one has been the king, reigning king, always here. Can you guess what it is?
Top search terms?
For top search terms. It was the same thing last year, same thing this year. Or that same thing, 2022, same thing, 2023.
What is it?
You don't remember?
Is it butts?
It's hentai, baby.
Oh, that's number one?
It's been number one. People love their anime.
It's number one.
Because people just want to watch anime characters get railed. It's really funny because, like, I'm reading here and, like, they're like some of the reasons are because Tears of the Kingdom just came out and Overwatch 2.
Shut up. No, shut up. That has nothing to do with it.
Zero.
That has nothing to do with it.
No.
Wow. Okay. That's number one. What's number two?
MILF.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, mature.
Yeah.
I'm up there.
What's number three?
Number three is lesbian. Number four is Japanese. Japanese taking a big hit. It was number two last year. It's fallen all the way down to number four.
Japan, you better step your game up.
Yeah. MILF has moved up one spot because it was number 3, and okay. Lesbian has moved up one spot. It was number 4, but Japanese dropped down.
Dropped.
It took a big old hit. After that is Pine. Do you remember I explained this to you? Pinoy, Pine.
No, what is this?
I think it's Filipinos.
Oh, jeez, guys.
Yeah, I told you. It's great. I love it.
It's so racist.
It's so racist. Openly.
It's so racist.
It's crazy. After that, after Pine, it's anal. And then, wow, Japanese and Pine before this one, but after anal is Asian.
Okay.
And then after
Asian. Wow, they're like so specific. Like, no, I don't want just any Asian.
I don't want Chinese or Koreans. No.
No.
Filipinos and Japanese people.
Yeah, go on.
After that, we have Latinas.
Okay.
Moving up 3 spots. Good. Shouts out to Latinas. Love you for that. After that, Big Booty.
So low.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
Yeah.
And then Stepmom.
That's number 10?
7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, Stepmom is 10. Stepmom is 10. After that is anime. And
no,
then,
I don't care.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Yep. Big Zwoop really far down. Took a real big hit.
Yeah, no. People don't care about Zwoops anymore. Boobs. It's not the 90s.
It's crazy.
Yeah, times have changed.
That's crazy. But yeah, that's the term. Search terms.
Crazy.
Hentai reigns supreme.
It's crazy how you told me that last year. And now you're telling me this year. And I'm still just
you're
like,
still shocked.
Really?
Yep. Well, I mean, it's not that hard to understand.
Oh, yeah, because you can draw anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Literally anything.
I get it, but that is not... I don't know, just in my head, like, that's not the first thing I'd look up. Is there anything else on that list?
The last thing here is the top 20 countries by traffic on the Tangerine
Orange website. I need to know that.
Website.
Please.
So, number 1, obviously, by a landslide. Huge, huge margin.
Don't say anything. America?
Yes.
Of course. America!
America! Yeah! yeah, so America's watching the most smut on the Tangerine Orange website.
Sounds about right.
Number 2 is the Philippines.
Philippines, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not racism. They just
It's crazy.
They just want to feel at home.
Because the Philippines moved up from 5th to 2nd.
What happened
there? I don't know, but they started.
Everyone gets free internet.
What? Free internet? What's on there?
Yeah.
After that, out of the Philippines comes France, which is very interesting, but not that interesting because apparently they haven't moved. They've been 3 since last year. Number 4 is Mexico.
Okay.
Number 5 is the United Kingdom.
Where's Japan? I love how this like implies that like it's Americans looking up Japan.
Yeah.
You weebs.
And then it literally just a bunch of weebs. Just a bunch of weebs. And then after the United Kingdom, and number 6 is Japan.
Okay,
as we were
6. Okay.
Yeah. Then after that, 7 is Germany. 8 is Italy. 9 is Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
Wow, we're not that high.
No, actually, we've stayed in the same spot.
Really?
We've not moved. And after that, Brazil!
Where's Igor?
He's 10. Igor is at 10. Igor is at 10. And that's just the top 10. There's more here, but like the lowest number here is Sweden.
Because things are stressful in Sweden.
Sweden. Time spent per visit, the people that spent the most time on the website was the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
The average time spent was 11 minutes and 15 seconds. So that's a sesh. That's a sesh.
I have no comment.
Oh, and it's crazy. They actually went up 16 spots to get to first place.
It's like they came together and were just
Okay,
look.
As a country,
we gotta stop being such lightweights.
We're beating off together. A country that beats off together stays together. Oh, that's too funny. After that, Japan is next with the second most amount of time. We also went up 15 spots.
They knew. They saw the stats and they're like, this will not do.
This does not stand. Dishonor to our country.
If we're going to... This is one thing we can all control, okay? Everyone, spare your energy with me.
Ah! The spirit bomb.
Crazy, dude.
Number three is Egypt with 10 minutes and 48 seconds. Then the Netherlands with 10 minutes, 38 seconds. Then Germany.
Who's at the bottom?
Mexico. How well, of this list. 9 minutes and 24 seconds. Okay. Yeah.
I want to know, like, who...
It's all in about an average of 10 minutes and 9 seconds that they spend on the site. And yeah. Female visitors have gone up 9 seconds compared to male visitors.
Cool.
Females are watching it for longer than males are.
I wonder what is there like could you like narrow down the searches by gender?
I wish.
That'd be interesting. What are women watching?
I wish. Oh, what's this? Oh, wow. The time. Wow. So the lowest amount of time, the lowest amount of people watching Neural is on Wednesdays at 5 a.m. That's when the least amount of people were watching it.
No one's doing anything.
And the highest is Mondays at 11 p.m. Yeah, I don't know.
Is that like when they're on their break?
Oh my gosh. No, that's nighttime.
Oh, p.m.
Sorry. 11 p.m. at
gotcha,
night.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The least popular day to watch porn? Saturday. The most popular day is Monday, which is...
Monday... Monday makes sense for some reason.
I don't know. Isn't that a working day? Y'all just going to work? Like, also, some of these are while they're at work.
That's the funniest part.
Like, noon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are pretty hot days. Or, like, times of the day.
Just pulling it up.
Just at work.
Gotta go to my bathroom break.
And that's wild.
Why are you taking 10 minutes and 15 seconds?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man. Crazy.
It's pretty hilarious.
The most viewed category in Canada was lesbians. Yeah.
Oh, Canada.
The most viewed category in America? Ebony.
I don't know if I should be happy or...
I don't know how either. I don't know how I feel about that one either. Yeah. I just looked at that and I was just like, huh. Interesting.
That means the woman, right?
Yes.
Usually?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember us having that conversation.
Yes.
It was an eye-opener for me.
It's also it's the most searched term in South Africa and, like, Central Africa is ebony.
What are the positions? That was the funny one.
Positions?
Wasn't that one that...
Well, that was a top category.
That was just a category?
No, that was, like, a top trend last year. Or in 2022. It did not make it in 2023.
Darn it! Oh, that was so much fun last year.
Yeah.
You had to describe the positions to me.
Well, yeah, because you asked me.
I didn't know what most of those were.
What do you mean positions? What
Amazon? That is my favorite of all the ones I discovered, because I'm just like, that is, which Yod boy thought of that? Who thought of that one? My God, you psychos.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That was hilarious, bro. But yeah, okay, this has been Junior and Marcus Talk. This is what you get, guys. We do this for free. All right.
You got a New Year's resolution?
Honestly, yeah. I just kind of said it earlier. I want to do something unique every month. What was the other thing? Oh, there's a few other things. I want to eat healthier. But yeah, I just want to have more fun this year, because 2023 wasn't fun.
Fair enough.
Not much. Yeah.
Fair enough.
What about you?
Did I have one last year?
I don't know.
Like, I'm pretty sure.
Go back to the podcast.
I think I did have one last year, and I think I achieved it. This year, I just wanna focus on me. I wanna be the best me that I can possibly be. I wanna do things. Like, when I say something, I wanna actually do it. I actually follow through with the things that I do, and stuff like that. and make a lot of money.
It's never a bad one.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right. You guys, you take care of yourselves. If you have a New Year's resolution, I'll probably make that the question. What's your New Year's resolution, everybody? Let us know in the comments down below.
Oh,
yeah. All right. Okay, we're done.
We're done.
Bye.
Catch you guys next time on the next episode of Junior Marcus Talk about whatever.
Bye.
Junior and Marcus!